Ahoy hoy! Well, the hard part is over, the battle is done, and now for the cowardly part of hiding in a giant's bedroom. Yep, all according to plan. Let's roll!
There's all kinds of shit going on now, obviously, outside. Like, there's just alarms and, you know, the guys are back. And
cats and dogs living together.
I mean, what we could do, we could go and we could take the hole and we could put it on the outside of the castle and push all the gold
out of the castle. We could.
And just...
just take it.
Completely.
Fucking go.
Well, not leave it, just because, like, you know.
True.
Because we was like, I don't like the cloud giant guy.
That's true.
I don't necessarily want him to have 230,000 gold.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, he's been so nice to you.
He seems like he's a bad guy.
He kind of threatened us a lot.
He's not a good guy.
He's an evil man.
He likes Glenn.
But we don't want to necessarily get him in. We still have the big region coming.
He's kind of our only confidant at the moment.
Yeah, he'll fucking sell you out in a heartbeat if you do something screwy.
Just a thought.
Also, he has one over on you because... he did tell you that they're going to know it's you.
Yeah.
That true. But you're working with Rathmodar, true. So he can just fucking sell you out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can Glenn get both of the cloths and just keep them, like...
the holes?
The holes. And just see, like, be like, oh, I'm keeping them. Like, I just...
they seem useful.
We took it down so it wasn't whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Blackfeet is like, you know... Glenn, whenever I think of you, I think of holes.
So. Well, no. That, he's not, like, telling him. Like, it's just like, oh, we're cleaning up. And
he's gonna take it.
Because it's just cloth, right? Like, it's just...
They're like a cloth.
Yeah.
It's magic cloth. Weird-looking cloth, but yeah, it's like a cloth.
Think of it... I mean, that'd be useful in the future.
Yeah, think of it as, like, a cloth that has a shifting star field in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you each get 1,000 gold. So that's 5,000 gold.
Yay.
You can take a little more if you want, but I don't think Blackfeet would like that. And it's about an hour goes by, and you hear,
who is it?
Glenn, shut the fuck up.
Blackfeet opens the door. Yes, what can I do for your resume? She said, where are those criminals pretended to be part of the dragon army?
No matter, she's onto us.
He said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Her cover's blown.
She's like, come on. I've seen you talking to them. He said, okay, well, I'm going to tell you. I've been actually working for you guys. So, they're back there now.
Push the gold out. Fuck them.
So, they're...
throw the hole in the wall. Throw the hole in the wall.
I'm pretty sure they're gone, and they're gone with the gold, but I know that they were working with someone in the castle, and someone that was probably high up in the dragon army. So, if I were you, I would search rooms. I would flip rooms right now, just before people have a chance to get away. She goes, I guess I have no choice but to trust what you're saying, because I can't. They're not around. We searched everywhere.
You hear snickering from the bedroom.
We got you. Oh no!
Is it Glenn?
Helen, did you hear? We got away with it.
So she's like, I do need to search your room though. He's like, yeah, fine, I'm not mad. So she searches around.
But
she
opens something to hide.
Ooh.
She opens the bedroom and sees that it's just there's papers and there's nothing in there and there's nowhere you could hide something in there, like not that much gold.
Yeah,
he didn't put any spell. We're just like,
if we are very still, she won't see it.
Our vision's based on movement.
She goes, okay. Well, I need to take care of some things. So, this is going to be a problem. We're going to be in some serious shit. All right. So she leaves.
Bye.
Bye. Like that. This says now. I can start building my army.
Blackfeet, yes, no!
What kind of army?
A giant army. To fight the dragon army.
Oh, shit.
But...
that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. We're
we're going to take down the region.
True. You don't want to... You don't... I mean, it's kind of like... Sophie's choice at this point. Like, a giant army that's evil.
Or a dragon army.
Well, the dragon army's not good, but it's also the fact that they're trying to bring Tiamat into the world. That's the extra bad part.
Much worse.
Yes.
We gotta stop that.
Focus on the dragon army.
Yeah, agreed.
We support the Giants.
No! This is Philadelphia, anywhere USA.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Go birds.
Anywhere USA.
Just say that afterwards. It clears everything. Anyway, it's like no homo. Alright, so you guys are just gonna like hang out here until the Regent comes?
I mean, not necessarily, we have to stay in the area.
I mean, you can't just jump off the castle. you could.
I could float.
You could, but they can't.
Well, presumably we want to kill the Regent, right?
Yeah.
If they're going to the town of Green, we don't want them to actually make it there and fucking burn it to the ground. Extra mercenaries or none.
Yeah.
Right.
True. I think you're going to have a little bit of trouble with the Regent, though. And it's also it's going to take a little bit of time for them to get there. So,
I thought we were going to get there in, 2 days.
We are, yeah, but you were just going to sit in there for 2 days. It's going to stink.
No. Well, now.
It already stinks.
I don't know. Yeah, you're going to have to stay in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Blagathis area.
Yeah.
Well, we also want to know what happens. we want to have it. I assume his people will know what happens to Rathmodar, or
eventually, yeah. That didn't happen yet, though.
Yeah.
They might not tell them, but he could probably he could figure it out. It wouldn't be so. In a couple hours, you Blackthis is like, I think they're on to Rathmodar, and he's saying that it was planted. Of course, what else is he going to say? Because it was planted, but. That's what anyone.
It's not mine.
Yeah,
I'm just holding for a friend.
It's not my stuff. I swear to God. it doesn't look good for him. So they're gonna kill him. And
classic.
He might fight. So that might take a couple more of the dragon army out.
Yeah, we'll see what
a decent amount. But just sit tight. This is gonna be a very.
We can take out some more of them.
No.
Potentially,
you guys stay here. Just if they because they'll know I'm working with you if they see you again, because I was the one that said they're probably gone.
It's true.
Fair.
So please don't.
Fine.
I like my castle.
What are you gonna do about the Regent?
I pooped in the corner.
Oh, I'm not touching the Regent. The Regent, no, spank you, sir. Nope, that Regent's all yours if you want it. He is something to behold.
Well, as far as we know, our goal is to get rid of the top level of the dragon army and try to disperse it. That's our goal, right?
Yes.
In which case, we've taken out the captain, which he wasn't really that big of a deal.
a bitch, if you ask me.
We're potentially getting rid of Rathmodar, and that would lead Resmir and Abero Joe left over.
Hey, what do you know?
That's the only... As far as we know, right? That's...
That's all. That's... That. Those are the top... Well, there's also...
And then there's Talis the White.
Well, yeah, but Talis doesn't give a shit. She just wants that mask. And Tiamat's Regent is usually the Mount of Faldorash, but you have not heard if Faldorash is going to be with Tiamat's Regent. And you know Faldorash flies a gargantuan red dragon, so it's a red dragon.
But we definitely don't want him to show up and have Abero Joe and Resmir as backup.
Correct. So. I'm not sure how you're going to...
Well, I'm just saying, if we find out that they got rid of whatever happens with Rathmodar, then we can take those guys out.
But then you're going to be...
There's no more leaders left at that point here.
Right, but there's still... large contingent of the dragon army that's on this castle.
Yeah.
And Blackthis is like, I don't know if... that's not going to work. Some people... Some leaders have to remain or else they're going to know I was in on it. I didn't do anything to stop it. So please don't. Please.
Well, then what do? Because the Regent's going to be here in the floating castle.
Yeah.
And we just sit in your room while he's here?
Well, the Regent's coming to inspect the treasure.
Yeah.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
So I think he's going to be mad enough that he'll be distracted enough that you could probably follow him fairly easily to see where he's going.
Okay.
And it's probably that village that they're going to destroy.
Oh, my God.
But they may have to rethink it because they're not going to have the mercenaries that they would have.
That's a really easy village to kill, though.
Yeah,
we can do it. Why don't we offer our services?
It's kind of on the way to larger villages, but you know, they might as well take what they can get.
Yeah.
So, and they're probably going to be trying to build back up their coffers after this huge loss, which is a giant blow to the Dragon Army.
Blowing the Dragon Army is tight.
I think you guys should just hold on, wait for Tiamat's Regent to get here. The castle will stop. I can use one of my mages to cast you downstairs to the ground, and you do what you want to do from there. If you want to attack Tiamat's region after that, go for it. If you do it here, I'm going to join in to fight you. Just so you know, because otherwise it's going to look bad.
All right.
So please just stay here and don't do anything stupid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's it. So, yeah, you hear they basically draw and quarter.
Oh, my God.
Well, they do it with wyverns, so it's kind of festive. Like, oh, it just exploded in the sky. That would be hard.
It's beautiful.
I just thought of that. Man, and that is a fucked up way to die. They just all fly in different directions.
Oh.
I mean, he was a red wizard, so.
Yeah. Asbaro Joe is also not in their best graces.
I was going to say, wouldn't he, like, be implicated, too?
He's kind of implicated, but they don't, they're like, you know, they're like. Yeah.
He's like those people when someone's like a serial killer, they're like, I had no idea. Yeah. I saw him every day. Like,
I'm Asbaro Joe. I didn't know.
Asbaro Joe didn't
know. He seemed like such a nice, normal guy. Yeah. So, right now, everyone is like scurrying around. Like, there's no rest. Everyone is just looking up and down, trying to find any remnant of where this treasure could be. Blackthicus, luckily, is a little bit removed from the Dragon Army, so they don't, like, you know, flip his room or anything like that.
Well, sure, you've checked.
Yeah, but they don't go in and check deeply.
No.
And the fact that he was there...
Not as deep as I'd check.
Huh?
What?
They would probably want to check, but they also don't want a bunch of giants attacking them. Because that's what would happen.
Big Cloud Giant Wizard.
Yeah. So, Big Clown Giant Wizard and about 30 Stone Giants. So, that would not be... they'd take some losses. So, Blackthicus is like, okay, so here's the plan. We got one more day. All right, you guys rest up. I'll get you some food. You know, you just sit here and, I don't know, you guys are friends, right? Just chat or something. Right?
Yeah, that's the word.
We sit in silence. Every time he looks in, we're just staring.
Staring at each other.
Zod, I think they're NPCs.
There's enough, whoever you feel closest to, I don't know who that is. It's me.
It's not you. She's trying to kill me.
You can take someone to the side and start.
It's probably me.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I guess it is.
It would be. Yeah, I guess it would be.
He's a priest, so.
He's going to make me pray or some shit.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Yeah, probably a bit. Burst into flames. Fuck!
So
I tell him. I explain.
Do you tell him about the slave girl?
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of knew of the slave girl.
Yes. Yeah, you did.
So I was like, yeah, we knew. We heard.
We did not lie.
I mean, it wasn't you. Kind of. I don't know if it's like all the way on you.
It's a little bit.
A little bit.
I was going through some things.
Do you tell him about Vanta?
I mean, I probably should.
Well, we knew about Vanta.
Yeah.
You knew about Vanta, but you don't know
how in league she is.
How much more.
She's like, her uncle is the general of Asmodeus' army, and...
Calm down.
Asmodeus!
I mean, I'm...
It's fine.
At this point.
Whatever.
What are you going to do? And that she's like second in command, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you do tell them she does want to fight the dragon.
Yeah, right? I mean, she's definitely still an asset. I just wanted to let you know.
I'm in it to win it.
I just wanted to let you know the shit that's kind of swirling around right now.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's not all on you. You could probably let some of the guilt go and place it on Vanta, the bitch.
Done. Yeah, because you don't like her anyway.
You never liked her.
It's all her fucking fault.
You were a sweet boy before.
Audubon walks in. What you guys talking about real loud?
You guys having a sesh?
Yep, that's what we're doing.
I mean, we could think about telling Vanta in advance that, you know, we broke the thing. And be like,
okay.
I mean, she might find out, she might not. But we can threaten the shit out of her.
I don't know.
Remember when,
Well, Asmodeus can't just come to the material plane, can he?
No, he can't. No, he's not. But her uncle can.
Wait, isn't her uncle Asmodeus?
No, her uncle's the general of Asmodeus' armies.
So. Wow. Yeah, we would beat the shit out of him.
Maybe.
Bring his ass.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I mean, if that's the
right, banish him, he'd be gone. But right back to the fucking other plane.
Or you
fucking
can first. Give her, you can give her a choice. I mean, you guys have been pretty tight.
I'm
pretty sure she's you know friends with all you.
Oh, she didn't seem friendly.
Yeah.
No.
She seems like she hates us all.
She does. She just never talks to you outside of when you have to fight.
Always rolling her eyes.
So, yeah. Do what you gotta do.
Now we leave it up to you.
Up to me. Don't leave it up to me. I don't have a good sense of anything anymore.
I was tortured.
Yes.
In hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like getting tortured? Well, imagine getting tortured in hell.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Rooms of skin.
I've been in my
head. Eyeballs.
It was awful.
Screaming mouths. I don't even know how it worked.
I mean, like, the only real risk is if she turns on us at an inconvenient time.
Yes.
That's been the risk since the beginning.
She's going to try to kill me at some point. I mean, that's...
Come on.
And also, like, her uncle... Like, even if, say, we do defeat the dragon army, then is she going to, like, turn on this
demon general?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think your biggest risk is that she tells someone and Zod's powers get stripped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's bad.
So, you would either you wait to tell her until you find a new pact, which is possible. There's good...
Maybe Helm will do it.
You could ask him.
I don't know if gods can do. I guess they could.
They are, yeah. It's
you just have to accept them into your heart.
No.
Helm said the words.
I don't think Helm would be the warlock type, though. You probably need someone a little bit more on the chaotic, neutral side to do something like that.
Or he's going to talk to Helm.
Okay.
Helm!
He just wants to.
Helm!
Hey, Glenn.
We're trying to deal with this whole Vanta being a bitch thing.
Come on.
I heard. I heard about all that. I actually knew about it, but I couldn't say anything.
I get it.
The pantheon of the gods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it.
But we're trying to find maybe another patron that's not quite the literal devil.
Oh, stop it.
Not quite the literal devil.
I kind of pulled the teeth of her power over Zod.
Well, I can't do it. I can tell you that. However, there are a multitude of gods in the pantheon of gods that would do a pact with someone that already has a lot of skill, obviously, and is leveled up in a different...
He knows that we level.
Huh?
He knows we level.
Freaky man.
Well, leveled up meaning...
I get it. I'm just messing.
someone that actually knows how to use their powers.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably... Give me a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go make some calls,
calling a few favors,
and see what I can do. And that just means I have to look something up.
It's literally,
yay!
Hurrah!
Maybe if it's one of your friends, we could all get together when it happens.
Well, yeah, we should be hanging out.
Man. We get together, have maybe like a packed party. Do you think?
You're trying to set something up.
I'll get the snacks.
I can stop at Costco, pick up a muffin tray.
He would get a muffin tray for a party.
What did he bring? He brought muffins.
Muffin tray and some fruit punch.
Okay. They have a pretty good shrimp salad.
How big would feed all the people? How many people do you think?
How much does a god eat? Like half a shrimp salad?
They don't have to eat. Some of them do just because they like it. But I gotta go, Glenn.
Okay.
We'll talk about the party later.
I miss you. What
kind of hats would they wear?
Hats.
Alright.
Is he still looking?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a fucking lot of them.
I like my personality traits on my sheet.
Gay.
Well, that is what it says.
What did it add in?
It's an alcoholic.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Is that a personality trait?
It is.
I'm trying to find the one that's like, you can do Moander, but he is Dark Power of Corruption and Decay.
Okay.
In the realms of undying patrons, Lorok, the Shadow King. He doesn't sound too good.
Well, I mean, if Helm's picking, it's going to be someone not completely evil.
Not the Shadow King. So what happens if I change, like, patrons to it, like, with my powers and stuff? Am I still a Hexblade?
Yeah, you would just
pick. Yeah, it just shifts over. It gets shifted over.
What about the Orc God?
It's separate, but equal.
He's also chaotic evil.
Yeah. Not anymore. Now orcs are nice.
They are. Here's misunderstood.
So you have Kaomin, fairy.
Fairy.
I know it's coming. Fairy deity of food and shy friendship.
Oh,
so like food.
That does sound gay.
Damn.
Deity of dance, song, and celebration. That sounds like it.
That sounds right up my alley. All right,
that would be good for the party.
Does he DJ? All right. That's the front runner.
Yeah, he's the best one, all right. Honestly. But
how do I contact him? Does he have a Facebook?
He's on Twitter. Well, X, whatever they call it now.
Yeah.
X-God.
X-God.
He's on Only Worshippers.
Damn is probably the only one you're gonna get. So
Christian Mingle, that guy.
I don't want to pay $20 a month for this.
Damn, no.
It's got the free version.
So Helm, a day goes by, I guess. You're really bored.
Yeah.
You know, you're just sitting in there.
Just waiting in a room. Pooping in the corner.
The regent landed.
Yo,
what's up, guys? Where'd the gold go?
Nobody can find it, man.
The
regent's
there. He's killed lots of people.
Oh my god!
Well, they lost a lot of
people. Was what's his name with them?
Who?
Faldorash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Faldorash.
What's the regent's name? Reggie.
Just
Reggie the regent.
Everyone knows him as the regent because he says there's power in names. So he did not. Faldorash probably knows, but that's about it.
I think it's Reggie.
Reggie.
We're going home, Reggie.
I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
Reggie is not happy.
We're looking out the window.
You can hear it. Like,
hear screams and people's skin being ripped off of their bodies.
Pretty much, yeah. All the slaves are now dead.
Aww.
Like, he killed everyone he thought was.
Well, we didn't help out that one guy. We punched him in the face.
That's true.
We did try. That's the important part.
We did what we could.
And he's making the rest that are that remain, which isn't a lot, do a lot of awful cleaning because of all of the viscera
and
blood.
Yeah,
They'll
lose their deposit on the castle.
Yeah, I know.
It's
like $200.
You're not getting that back.
I take pictures of
Blacktickus is like, man, my castle is fucked. I really hope they do a good job cleaning it. they did a lot of damage.
Do your stone giants clean?
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
They're not. They don't care. They really, whatever. You gotta remember, I have my concubine or my wife, or whatever the fuck they want to call her, who just looks sad all the time. I guess because I'm gay.
No, just going out there with it.
Yeah. Where she gets this from?
Your what?
I thought you knew, Glenn. So Helm comes back. He's like,
Hi, Helm.
Hi. Okay. I'm going to help you guys out.
So you already always help us out.
Yep, that's what I do. There is a god, D-A-M-H, damn, who is the goddess of...
Ooh, a lady.
Act cool, man.
Goddess of dance and party, or what? What did you say?
Goddess of... Where did that go? Shit.
1 week, a month, your powers get all bitchy.
I'm fine. It's a fae. It's not a man or a woman. Fae deity of dance, song, and celebration.
They.
But they them.
They them.
It's a celebration.
And I can give you an introduction, but it's not like a... It's not going to be like a one-and-done thing, right? Like, it's not... People...
I have to prove myself.
Gods don't usually take patrons, like, right away. And she's not evil, but she's also not good. But she's
probably... My kind of lady.
She's probably... she's probably... I'm starting to rethink this one.
It's going to be fine. He's good. He's good at what he does.
So I think we're gonna have to figure out a way to break the tie, which the tie is kind of broken, but his powers are still tied to Asmodeus. So he has to break the tie completely in order for him to move over to Dam. We can introduce him before and explain the situation, but I think that's gonna be a tough one. Especially since his patron's Asmodeus. So probably going to be explaining it to him. Anyway, I will...
But we do what we can.
You're going to need to write this down. And it gives you instructions for this real... intricate summoning spell to bring Dan...
8, 6, 7, 5...
3, 9... Jenny. Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you. It's just really intricate, okay? And really I'm gonna make you roll for it because I don't really feel like coming up with something. So I need you to roll a performance check, which you should have a good one.
I do.
Oh no, it's impotent from all of his drinking.
Right. 24.
Wow. Okay. So Dam shows up.
Damn.
Well, she leaves. Immediately.
And why have you summoned me?
Can you do a girl voice?
I'm not.
Okay.
I can't. What? Why have you summoned me? No, I'm not doing it. why have you summoned me?
I need to be freed from my previous
engagement.
I see the ties to Asmodeus. I don't. That's not. I don't associate with Warlock of Asmodeus. I'm sorry, but goodbye.
Wow.
That was fast.
Well, you could try to stop her.
No. I am persuasive.
Well, then do something.
Take your dick out there like that.
I will be a loyal servant. I have made a lot of changes in my life. Except for the drinking, that stays.
Oh, I'm fine with drinking.
Oh, good, yes. I love it. I mean, the
drinking is actually putting you a couple...
Show her how much you love it.
I take my big, giant thing of swill and I just chug it. I do like a cake stand of it.
Damn. That's impressive.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
it's quite good. All right, so you're obviously evil if you're with Asmodeus.
Well...
And I'm not. I'm not good, but I'm not evil.
No, I was kind of trapped for the longest time under his... What's the word I'm looking for?
Evil satanic sex dungeon?
His evil satanic sex dungeon. He tortured me for quite a while. I've been wanting to get out, but I just didn't think there was a way out until... Until we were recommended you from Helm.
They
directly from Helm.
They go
Helm.
I need to validate this, and it's going to be very painful.
They don't validate part.
I don't think pain is my problem right now. To be honest with you, I've been tortured for quite a while.
So she said, first thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to rip away your current. And you're probably off, like, so she's not seeing you.
Yeah,
like,
well, obviously.
Fonta's like, wait a sec.
Who are you talking to?
Why are you summoning a god? that's what Glenn usually does.
Better be on the up and up.
Look away, Fonta.
So, first thing, we're going to have to rip, and I say, I use those words
more of a tear
on purpose, rip the bond away from you.
Okay.
That's
tear
going
me.
To hurt.
Okay.
But before that, I have to reach into your mind to make sure that what you're telling me is true.
Bring it on, baby.
Okay. So she...
Does she like being called baby?
I mean, party girls do.
She's pretty cool. Yeah.
She's hip.
I need you to roll...
She likes to play Mario Kart.
I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom. Okay. Ooh. 21.
That's good. Okay.
Your dick falls off.
Ah! You had to roll 20 or below.
12, 17, 25, 9, 50, 4, 9, 6, 70. So you take 70 points of psychic damage, but half it. So 35 points of psychic damage.
All right. Ow!
While she reaches into your mind. That's not all of it.
Like from Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
The evil.
The bad. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
I feel violated. I kind of liked it.
She says, she says, all right, I can tell this is on the up and up. Okay, now comes the hard part.
Pull your pants down.
It is the
it's
hard
too
part.
Small.
Oh, no.
No one likes
all
that.
All that drinking.
She said. Oh, harsh.
We have to rip the bond away, and Asmodeus is going to know, even though you have that blocking spell, as soon as you rip the bond away, Asmodeus is going to know, and therefore Vaunt is going to know.
Right.
Pretty quick.
Okay. I mean...
It's not going to take long.
Why can't we just all be on the same side?
But you're
we
gonna,
will be soon.
You're going to have...
except you.
We're stripping your power away from me.
You're going to have at least a day without any powers.
Okay.
You okay with that?
I guess. We're still waiting around. I mean, now's probably the time to do it.
Now's the time.
Okay.
So, as this is going to happen...
Another wisdom saving throw.
As this is happening... Can Vaunt, can Weeblo and Automon and Glenn go into the other room where Vaunt is and be like, Vaunt, we gotta talk to you.
It's an 18.
Yeah, you made it.
Yeah, just so you know.
Well, we wanna make sure she doesn't pop away.
Oh yeah.
That would be, that's 80 points of psychic damage, so 40 heft. It's no joke when you fucking rip your pack out. How many hit points you got left?
60.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're a lot
right.
HP.
You're right.
Doing all right. gotta tear something else out of me, Jesus Christ.
No, there's more, no more tearing.
Out comes the butt plug.
Oh, no! I need that.
There's no more tearing, more ripping.
Yeah. Yanking.
You ever hear of an ass episiotomy?
Yes.
No, it's not pleasant. She says, okay, you're going to need to be in silent prayer for the next day.
Okay.
With no powers.
All right.
I'm going to need you to be naked.
Okay.
Completely.
That I can do.
Okay.
All right.
He's like, done.
Yeah, I already was.
Sober is whatever.
Yay!
You can, you know, I'm definitely more along the lines of a... who's that god of Bacchius? I'm more along the lines of like a Bacchius.
Oh, Bacchius.
Not Morgan Lewis.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere USA.
Anywhere USA. The god of he's the god of wine.
And oh,
like, so is he, basically, you know, she's just a party girl, but
so I can drink,
turned into a god.
As long as I'm praying.
You can drink, you can have sex, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, you guys like to fuck?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh no, he's Eastern European all
the time.
We're going to go to discotheque.
His robes have Adidas all over it.
I should be like
my Adidas robes. That's great.
I love that. That might be canon now. So they say, okay, here's what I need you to do. They give you another set of complicated instructions. You don't need to roll for this one, but you do need to be away from everyone for like a day. Like, okay. no talking. From now you can. They're just gonna see you like naked.
Sitting there. He does that sometimes.
Sipping on alcohol, and they're like, oh, Zod.
There he is. He drank a lot today.
You can. Okay,
so at this point, do your thing.
So we were, because obviously she's going to know near immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to Vanta, and Glenn says, we know everything!
We know it all!
What do you mean by everything?
You might not have noticed, but that ring was the thing that broke the hold over Zod. He was drinking a lot more, and we got him to switch patrons. Asmodeus doesn't have any power.
I mean, not yet. He's still in the middle.
Still
of
working through. Still work.
I wouldn't.
You have to tell her that part. We can lie a little bit. It's a done deal.
Okay.
But we don't necessarily want you away from the group, even though what you did was a very bitchy thing.
I like how he's just he won't let it go.
Just knives everything.
It doesn't feel like you're trying to be friends right now.
Well, I'll just look.
You don't want to make me angry.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna call my uncle.
No, that's what we don't want.
Are you sure?
I'll do it.
So we still want to take care of the dragon army, and then you can go.
You called me a bitch.
I said what you were doing is bitchy.
It's the same thing.
Hate the sin.
I'm not your wife.
Hate the sin. Turn the other cheek.
So, I mean, it's up to you. Like, this isn't even a role kind of thing. This is a role play kind of thing. What?
We all want to defeat the dragon army. What's the big deal?
You had his soul.
What's the big deal if we beat the dragon army while he's getting tortured or not?
I just needed a minute. And besides, he was sobering up. It was good.
He was so sad.
He was alone.
He was so sad.
I saved his life.
I don't know about that.
Well, what are you proposing?
He was in the one-step program.
Well, look, your Asmodeus is going to know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you're going to deal with that on your side.
Don't put this on my doorstep.
Asmodeus already knows.
Well, that's what I mean, but she hasn't.
Asmodeus.
The shit hasn't rolled downhill quite yet.
Right. It didn't get to
what do you think, my uncle's going to come here and slash me?
I don't know what he's going to do.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you want it, you can break from him. You know, if you think you're in danger.
No, my uncle loves me. I'm a member of the Blood Guard.
We'll see, I guess.
It does sound pretty badass to be a member of the Blood Guard.
I mean, it is cool.
It does, yeah.
I mean, it would take a lot for me to get out of that.
Sounds like something a woman would be part of.
Oh my god.
You've
been super sexist today.
It really has been.
I know.
If you're mad at your wife, don't.
Yeah, everything all right at home?
Came in with a lot of pent up anger.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, from our side, we'd still like you to be part of the team, but not to have us, under threat of your uncle coming to murder someone on the team.
Let them all feel safe.
Is that what your what the line is for you?
Yeah, you can stay. We can fight. We beat the fat. Blah, 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 fight the dragon army.
Mm-hmm. Beat the fat with fat.
And then
and then what?
Then you go on your way back to hell.
Far away from hell.
Well, where are they from?
They're from. I mean, they're just hell.
Another
is,
city.
Yeah, yeah, they're just they work for the
water deep.
they just commute to hell for work.
They still go home and they still hang up their.
They go to hell a lot, though, right?
I put on my pants.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
They go to hell a lot, yeah. You can go to hell. All right.
You don't work in the morning.
So.
Never winter.
Your uncle.
Yeah.
Is going to know.
Yeah.
I
mean, he's going to be pissed.
He's going to be pissed. He's probably going to contact you.
Yeah.
And, you can either say.
I mean, it's a done deal.
I'm out. These guys can actually fight, and I think it would be better if I stayed, and then I'll kill them later.
I mean, I don't want to take my Grand Fang and go. Do you know what I mean?
Taking my ball and go.
Exactly. So, sure, I'll stay with you guys and be on your team.
Okay.
No murder.
Still not going to be your friend.
Yeah, remember, no murder.
You'll be other murder.
Who's telling her no murder? Automon?
That's right.
The murderer?
The murder king of the Northwest? Yeah.
The murder king.
Well, Automon's part of this, and he doesn't want to die, so no murder.
No murder of anyone in the party.
I can dish it out. I cannot take it.
Please do not murder me. I don't want to murder on
you. Why I was asked to leave.
My uncle does. You have to understand.
Yeah.
Well.
But you also don't have to aid him.
Fair.
Aiding, abetting.
So you're gonna stick around.
Sure.
You're gonna get. Obviously telepathically communicated.
I am, yeah.
Your uncle's gonna be like,
girl,
you failed.
What the fuck?
You failed, and this is
it's okay. We forgive you.
Yeah. That's right.
No, we all make mistakes.
Your Satan is a benevolent Satan.
He said there will be consequences.
Oof. Yikes.
You know, I need this
like, no allowance?
What kind of consequences, dear uncle?
Flaying, definitely.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, but not to the...
I mean, see how far I've come with these numbskulls, right?
Yeah.
We're about to defeat the dragon army.
Are we standing near her?
I don't think that's it.
We only hear one side of it.
We only hear one side of it. She's talking on the phone.
It's a conversation. He's fucking on the
phone. Hold on.
I thought it was implied.
No, different numbskulls.
This is a private conversation.
He's talking about us. She's like...
Fucking shut up.
No,
I'm the only one that's gotten this far.
You have definitely gotten further than anyone else that we put on this type of quest. And these guys, even though I still don't understand how they live this long, but
me either.
They're alive and they're still actually thriving.
Well, I'm doing a lot of killing.
So we're not gonna we're gonna postpone
the flaying.
The flaying. You're not gonna die. We'll bring you
back.
I don't want to be flayed. It's going to hurt a lot.
It's going to leave a scar.
No. We'll fix that. But it's going to hurt.
Uncle.
It's going to hurt for a couple. We're going to, like, you're going to go into hell. There's going to be some time dilation. You're going to be there for, like, 400 years being flayed. Then you come out. It's fine. You're done.
Is there any way we can bypass the flaying? Or is that...
Man, he doesn't like really.
Even Automon's getting uncomfortable.
That's fine. Okay, all right. Thanks, Uncle. Thanks. You're gonna be here soon, or what's going on?
No. You got it.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you.
So hold on before.
No, I got to run. It's getting busy over here.
When you go,
you're breaking up. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I think I'm going into a tunnel.
It doesn't look like that.
You know.
He goes.
They say no more Wi-Fi on this plane.
He goes. Oh, and by the way, if you think about betraying us,
go on. Uncle, I would never. I'm one of the highest ranking members of the Blood Club.
I agree, but you don't seem real fond of the flaying.
Well, who would be? Can you blame me?
That's fair. I mean, 300 years of flaying is pretty bad.
I think we should knock it down. I think there's some negotiating.
She's a progressive demon.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Maybe 300. Maybe I can convince Asmodeus to get down to like 100.
Okay.
Asmodeus.
That's a free.
Okay. And you come back, like, after the 100 years, you come back to the same exact point in time. You're fine.
Good as new. Just with the emotional scars.
Just a lot of emotional scars.
Okay.
Remember how emotionally scarred Automon was?
Zod,
sorry.
I do. Go on.
Remember how from being... It's going to be way worse.
She looks back and Zod's just sitting there listening to REO Speedwagon on a disc man.
He's naked drinking.
You know what? That's kind of how I picture Dan. She's
chaperone.
She's chaperone, basically.
Perfect.
All right. So, like I said, we're gonna until all of this stuff.
We're putting a pin in the flame.
Putting a pin in the flame.
You're gonna wait till I defeat the dragon army,
right? Because I don't want you to be like.
She says I.
Even though
she's very self-centered.
Yes.
Even though you would come back immediately. You're going to be a little bit damaged for a while, right?
So we
don't want that now.
You ain't special.
Right, you want me to go ahead and defeat the dragon army for you so that you can then take me back and flay me.
Hey, you got it. After the flaying...
I'm just stating facts.
I hear you. It sounds like a shit position.
It sounds like a shit sandwich to me, Uncle.
It doesn't sound great.
But
I get you. But what I'm saying
is... You know where my loyalties lie.
After the flaying...
Yeah. Good as new.
Promotion.
Ooh. To what?
I mean, you're going to take my spot. I can't be doing this forever.
All right, cool, cool.
So you'll be general of the...
Right on.
Of the dragon blood. Uh-huh. I mean, of the blood army.
So are you going to come... Why don't you... I think it would be great if you came and, like, witnessed the glory of the dragon army slaying.
I know what you're doing. You're not going to kill me.
Uncle.
I respect
I would never.
I respect... You know you're going to... You want to kill me.
No.
I respect that. I'm just telling you. But I also know... I know you are very... your avarice knows no bounds. So I know that you would kill me in a heartbeat if you thought you could become a general. Yeah.
Never.
That's fine.
Not like you killed my father or anything.
Oh.
I
did,
but
do
you know why?
Well.
I mean, he also made... at least we're not killing
you. We're on the other line.
You're listening.
What do you mean at least you didn't kill me? I'm the reason the dragon army's about to get... defeated.
Well, we'll see. Maybe if the dragon army does get defeated.
Yeah.
Because we still don't know if you're going to survive all this.
I mean, okay.
You might. But if the dragon army does get defeated, maybe I could spin that so you only get, like, you know, 50 years or something. You're still going to be broken.
Okay. we will break you.
Just less broken.
Less.
Yeah, 50 years isn't a whole lot.
You're going to be kind of fucked up.
You're going to be pretty messed up.
Yeah, though. Okay.
And no, I'm not going to come...
I think you should. I have a nice tent for you.
No thanks.
Okay.
I have a nice tent for you.
Anyway, when you come home, your aunt messages.
I'm sure she does.
She made you some of your favorite
meat pie. Okay.
Yeah. So, biscuits.
All right.
You know
some
the
meat
heart,
curtain pie.
You know the hardtack that you love so much.
Hardtack. Nobody loves hardtack.
She does. She can't get enough. All right. I guess I got nothing on
you. I appreciate your help, Uncle.
Yeah,
truly.
I don't believe
my lord.
I don't believe you, but
my liege.
I don't believe you, but goddammit, I respect you.
I respect your commitment to
the
Bloodguard and to Asmodeus.
Thank you.
So just.
Do you have Asmodeus's number by any chance?
Yeah, it's 666.
Classic.
Teed it up.
All right.
Well,
good chatting with you, Uncle.
But remember, Flang afterwards.
Flang, 50 years.
Yeah, well, we don't know. Maybe 300, maybe 50, we'll see.
If I make it, of course.
If you make it, right. You may die.
100%.
Who doesn't? Who knows?
Right.
Who knows
what's
going to happen? You know, and then after the Flang, you get my job.
Right.
It's a pretty good job. Then you can tell people when
yes,
they're
yes, yes, absolutely.
Right? You can kill these guys.
When, you when. Dish out the flame.
When, you can kill every single one of these guys because Asmodeus can just pluck them out.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
Not afraid of you.
All right. Later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
Hey, you.
So, hey, guys.
Hey,
yes?
Listen. Things aren't going great between me and my uncle.
Not one too happy with him.
And I'm going to have to make a deal with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and defeat the dragon army with you if you then come with me to kill my uncle.
yeah. I think that'd be okay with Helm. He's okay with that.
Emerge.
Oh, he's Helm's
like
shocked.
Helm's like, we're either gonna have Asmodeus die, or her uncle die, or... Glenn's gone forever.
And then after my uncle dies, I will be installed in his place.
Mm.
But we'll be okay then. We'll be friends.
I mean, there's going to be someone in that army, General.
You might as well have
somebody
be
we
me.
Know. The devil you know, right?
Yeah. Literally.
That sounds okay. I'm going to talk to the Helm.
All right, go ahead. You guys talk about it. Let me know.
As long as you're not going to have your uncle come and try to murder us.
No, but, he's not going to come. Deal. I tried to get him to come here, but he won't come.
Yeah, because you were going to kill him.
Yeah, but obviously.
Obviously.
Girls got to eat.
Sure.
So do you want to go talk to, you know, your guy and let me know?
We can do it next time. That's okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good sesh.
A lot of role playing that time.
Yeah, the only thing that's left in this book is TMS Regent, which isn't even in the book, really.
Was it on there?
But
I think it's mine.
Yeah.
The book is kind of pretty... We finished, basically.
Horde of Dragons.
Nice.
Yay!
That was literally the horde
that was
of
it?
The Dragon Queen.
Yay!
We're
the
best.
Good job. Now we're moving on.
Now we never have to play again.
Me number one.
No, there's still a whole other book.
Oh my god.
that I'm probably going to have to rewrite.
Who are you, George R.R. Martin?